everybody. This is Mike.
This is Matt.
And this is Sean, and you're listening to Ranks for Nothing, a podcast where a couple of buddies, the old chums, get together and talk about some movies and music and whatnot's going on, what we're consuming over the last week or two here. So this episode, we are naming off our favorite Nintendo system games. With the Nintendo Switch coming out, we kind of sparked this list here. So yeah. Mike recently acquired a Nintendo Switch, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So because of that, we're kind of like, oh, we should do a Nintendo list. Haha. So here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we all kind of grew up with Nintendo and played it over the years. Yeah, and yeah. So this week's list is going to be the order of Sean, myself, and then Matt, and then round the horn again and snaking back and forth. So we do all our top nine, fantasy draft style. So, Sean,
I got the first pick, so I'm going to go ahead and lead it off. All right, so this is probably going to be obvious. I'm just going to go with it because it's just solid, you know?
Starting strong.
I'm going to go with the classic N64 game, GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that was coming.
Classic. You got to. I can't not. But it's just, it's probably the game I have played most, even just growing up in general, too. It's probably like the favorite. My favorite slash like best game to play. I don't know why. Because you can play with yourself. You can play with your friends. Your friends can watch you play.
A lot of games are.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we logged a lot of time into that goddamn game. Yeah.
I wish we would have been like keeping track of that shit because it would be record breaking, I'm sure. It's got to be.
It's like one of the first actual multiplayer games, more than two people.
Yeah, yes. That too. At that time, I was like, damn, this is never even heard of this.
Yeah, so especially with N64 having the four controller ports, like it really utilized that
totally
like crazy. Yeah, we went like through many controllers. It. Yeah, Sean has a bit of a temper when he plays games.
Oh yeah,
totally. Oh and, yeah.
So if he loses, there's usually when he loses, controllers usually getting thrown around.
Totally. Totally.
Oh man, I wish I played some 64 with you guys.
You never played with us?
I think that was before my time.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. That was like right before. That was when we started hanging out with you. It was like Grand Theft Auto era. That was even worse.
Yeah, it was probably like,
it was like 2000.
Yeah, it was like late 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a classic game.
Yeah, it really is. It's so good. There's so many fun ways. Like, I think.
To entertain yourself. Well, you
when did that come out? 1997. So I think for most of high school, we would. I know me and Dave used to pretty much live at our house. So we would go home and. Mm-hmm. We'd walk to the house and we would just play GoldenEye until it was time for him to go home. Until
our fucking eyes bleed.
Until the streetlights came on.
And it was usually the three of us. Sometimes we'd have another buddy come
Maybe
over.
Maybe Brian.
Sometimes we'd get four
every
ways.
Once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes Brian. And we would just, oh man, it would just be game after game after game.
Doing just
that multiplayer mode. That multiplayer mode would just like, it would just be never ending fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we got so bad that we would get so competitive that like we had to outlaw certain things. Like you couldn't be odd job, like you couldn't do this, like
you couldn't have this gun or whatever the hell, or we couldn't do this mode. Like,
yeah. Like we're like, we're only doing it like this. I can't fucking handle you assholes.
Yeah.
Only landmines and knives are at this time, goddamn. No fucking golden guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My favorite was the grenade launchers.
Yeah, that shit was fun.
I liked like bouncing them off of walls and just like surprisingly killing people around the corners.
God, Dave used to piss me off so much. God.
Yeah, Dave was a dirty bastard.
What did he do?
He was just an asshole.
He was
just like,
always do the same thing over and over.
Kind of.
He was just like, I don't know how to explain it. He was just kind of a dick.
He's just like, he just knew how to like piss you off. And he just did it. He got joy out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my number one pick, GoldenEye.
I had a feeling it was going to be that game.
Yeah.
All right, second pick. I'm going to go with, it's kind of tricky because I feel like, I don't know if it's like why or not, but I tried to do my list based on like exclusivity to Nintendo.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do.
Or at least, like they were only like really popular on Nintendo. Like they might have had another release, but.
It was known for Nintendo.
Yeah. It was kind of built by Nintendo. I'm kind of torn because there's a couple of games that I've logged like a crazy amount of time into and that I love playing. But Shit. I'm going to go with Tetris. Just because it's probably the game that I've... Yeah, it's probably the game Tetris and the NES version, the first one. I know it's been like logged out to other platforms and stuff like over the years.
Since.
But it started on Nintendo, and it was...
Started on the Game Boy, didn't games. It?
No, it was an NES release first.
Was it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's actually a really interesting documentary about it. I saw it on YouTube a while ago.
Really?
Like someone had like a shitty quality on it, rip of it. And it goes through like the whole Russian, like how they developed it and like how they were in like a weird bidding war because in communist Russia at the time, if you created a game, it was considered
their property or something.
Like, ownership was considered of Russia. So the guy that built it was doing it like underground kind of, and like was trying to sell it without Russia knowing and like all this weird stuff. And that's why there was like that weird bidding war between Nintendo and Tengen, and why there was two different versions of Tetris that was put out for Nintendo, the licensed one through Nintendo and then the black cartridge Tengen one, which was also sold, that was not officially licensed for Nintendo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's this whole like weird convoluted story to it. It's really neat. Like, you should check it out. But the Tengen's version, that's like not my white whale, but it's usually just expensive, so I don't own it. But that game, it's the same as the Nintendo Tetris, but it has a two-player mode as well because it was released after the Nintendo version was, so he added some more functions to it. Yeah. So yeah, Tetris is one of those games that I continue to still play like to this day. So it's that's had to be my first pick that I had chance
that's
for.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
That game has like built my skills of like packing and moving and like touring and shoving shit in vans and trailers, and that like really spruced up my my skills
for sure
over the years.
Yeah. For sure.
It's always in the back of your head whenever you're doing that stuff.
Oh yeah, totally.
You just play that.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, when I used to, I worked at the airport for a little while packing bags into planes.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that.
It was the same thing. It was just like boom, 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 boom. It was so much fun. Like, so, I mean, without the back-breaking kind of heavy lifting, the rest of it was fun, though.
You should have just had your the Tetris theme song on like a playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this was like 2001, so I don't even think there was.
Oh, that's true. I mean, unless you had it on
MP3
a fucking CD.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lugging around a goddamn disc, man.
I remember me and Joe had a competition when we were playing Tetris at your parents' old house.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was whoever won, like best 2 out of 3, had to call that person master for 30 days.
I remember that.
Oh my God. I forgot that about that. So didn't Joe win?
No, I fucking beat him.
You won? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah, he did.
Maybe he
like,
was
I'd make him do it on everything.
He came
like,
up,
hey, Joe,
yeah.
No, I think Joe came up with it, but
yeah,
Joe did
come
up
right.
with it.
Okay,
man, yeah, I fucking wrote that shit in the ground. I was like, "Hey, Joe, give me a glass of water." He's like, "Yes, master."
So good.
That's hilarious.
And if he didn't say it, I'd have to like call him out on it. And he's like, "Okay, master." That shit was so fun.
There was a lot of good bets like that on Tetris from back in the day, but yeah, that was definitely one of the best ones.
That's hilarious.
I can never get the spaceship though. Fucking, you're always the best at that, Mike.
Yeah, I got the spaceship.
I think I might have made a rocket once.
UFO.
Yeah, I got a couple
rockets. UFO.
Rockets.
That one's fun.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Who thinks
you know that was a thing?
And that's the thing is,
me.
Like, it's all about that original version of the game, too. Like, some of the newer ones where you could, like, save blocks and stuff, like, they're fun, but it's a totally different game than that original Tetris where it was just one after another. You couldn't hold a piece that just came down and you had to go. And there was something very great about that version of it. So, yeah. Yeah, because anytime someone's like, oh, I got this score, like every now and again, like Joe will text me or something. He's like, oh, I got this score on Tetris. I was like, oh, well, which version is it? Because it's a whole different game. I was like,
you got to have an asterisk next to that high score, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
But did you get a spaceship with that high score?
Where's your motherfucking spaceship? Oh, shit. All right, Matt. You got two in a row here.
Ooh, two. Okay, so... All right. I think I might do a little bit of the old and a little bit of a newer one.
Yeah, all right, all right.
A little bit of green, some of that yellow.
All right, I think I'm going to go with 1984 on the Nintendo, on the NES. Mm-hmm. Would be Excitebike.
Oh, God damn it.
Man, that was my number two. That was my number two.
Remember playing that
side bike so good
nonstop.
Fuck,
so good.
That was like I didn't really chase like high scores. It was just like, but it was
yeah,
like
it was just
best
a fun game
lap
to play.
Times and
mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh man, that shit was good though.
Yeah, that game was amazing. Like it's so simple in its concept, but it's so great yeah. in certain ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like this like the tracks you can never really tell them apart, but you could just yep. play them forever.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that game is it's. It was, I don't know if this is a true statement, but it's kind of like ahead of its time where, because it had that mode where you could make your own fucking
yeah.
level. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, fuck,
like,
I forgot
you
about
build
that.
Your own level. Like, I can't think of another game that did something like that.
How did it even save your tracks, though? Because
I don't think you could other than just, like, to play it through.
Once you turned it off, it was gone.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
gone.
I think once you turned that shit yeah. off, it was done.
I was going to say, because I think there's only one Nintendo game that actually saved... that had save files. And I think that was like Final Fantasy 1 or 2. It actually had a battery in the cartridge.
Zelda, the original Legend of Zelda had a battery type of thing too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was like a weird thing where you had to like hit reset and then power to turn it off though. But it did have a save feature. Like you could save, I think it was like three files.
Yeah, yeah.
Onto the cartridge. But yeah. But there were not many that had save files mm-mm. on Nintendo.
I don't think I ever took advantage of that build your own track thing. I just... fucking
really?
Kept playing the game.
I remember trying it once. It was kind of hard. I was like, this is fucking not worth my
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to play.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to love building my own track. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, remember,
that game's great, though.
I remember like one of the best times I had playing that game. I think, you guys remember Amy fucking...
Amy Jo?
No, not Amy Jo.
Sparacino.
Amy Sparacino.
Sparacino. Man. She had that party at her parents' house that one year.
Yeah.
And fucking
I remember that.
Someone busted out the Nintendo, so we started playing that.
Yep, I remember
like,
that.
We're all drinking, and we're all underage, and we're drinking. And then like our parents yeah. came downstairs, and we were like, oh, fuck, party's Jesus. Over. Then the mom goes, who wants pizza? And I was like, damn, pizza. Dude, fucking
I was there.
Pizza and excitement.
I was there. I remember that. That was so great.
That was an awesome party.
It was like being fucking 8 years old, but also hanging out, drinking and shit.
I was like,
got
oh.
pizza. That was the first time I ever played Bad Dudes, too. She had Bad Dudes, and I'd never played Bad Dudes
what
at that point.
What the fuck is that? I never even heard of it.
Oh man, Bad Dudes is it's a pretty it's not that great of a game. It sounds better than it is.
It's just like Double Dragon or something.
Kinda, yeah. Gotcha. Basically, like someone's like trying to kill the president or something with the president, and it's like a bunch of bad dudes are out to get the president. It's like a stupid ass thing.
That's weird.
But which is really funny when Trump said that shit about the bad dudes and stuff, because it was just like, oh yeah, bad dudes are out to get the president.
From that game, yeah.
Trump talked about it?
Yeah, Trump. Well, not about the game, but
he said
called.
Bad dudes.
He said there's a bunch of bad dudes out
Uh-oh.
There.
That's hilarious.
Oh, shit. But yeah, Excitebike's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before, but I attributed a Halloween costume to Excitebike, yeah, and that was fun.
That was awesome. I think that started the cardboard craze.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely upped the game of the cardboard craze. Because I had made a, I think the first one was Kevin couldn't come out for Halloween one
the
year.
The milk carton.
Yeah, so I made a milk carton with
one.
His face
on
it.
I think that's what like, started it all.
Like
yeah.
missing Kevin Egbert. And that was the first one that was done.
Was like,
and then
yeah.
the year after that, I did the Excitebike.
When was the year when Joe did that fucking big-ass tank? Was that the same year as Excitebike?
No, that was the same year I did a robot, because we had a fight of the robot versus the tank.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Down by that fucking park at the end of whatever the
on
fuck
Harmon.
It was.
Or
yeah.
no,
oh, yeah.
Hacienda.
Yep.
Hacienda,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember when me and Joe built a, when Mark backed into his girlfriend's car. Do you remember when me and Joe built that phone
yeah.
booth from fucking Bill and Ted?
Dude, that was bitching.
Yeah, that was
I never
great.
I saw that one.
Yeah, because Mark, like, when he had that, did you ever remember that, like, big-ass truck he had?
Nah, I remember hearing the stories, but I don't think I ever saw him drive it.
Well, he backed into
no,
Joe's girlfriend's car at the time.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, man, I wish I could just go like back in time and just look and see the car. And Joe, yeah. like me and him made a big phone booth. It was like based off the Bill and Ted phone booth.
Yeah, it was for Christmas. He made it to, yeah. that was his Christmas present to Mark.
It was pretty fucking cool. It was pretty
awesome.
It
was a big giant cardboard fucking phone booth. It was amazing.
I wish we had fucking pictures of that thing. I doubt we do.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, so the pure the joy on Mark's face when he saw that was
so
like
good.
Fucking priceless.
So that wasn't a Halloween costume. That was
no,
just
we just
for,
no,
that was just
we just did it. We just did it on. Like
it was for
Christmas.
It was literally
Saturday
for Christmas.
Yeah.
It was like a Christmas funny. Present for Mark.
How long did that guy take you to make?
It took us like, I mean, I probably started it when like I got off of school and we did it like all night.
Oh, you knocked it out one night.
I think so.
Damn.
Yeah, that or like
I don't know.
It took maybe two days.
I didn't even know that they were building it.
Yeah, we probably like gathered a bunch of stuff up for boxes. One night and then did it the next day or something. I don't really remember, honestly.
Yeah.
But it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty nuts.
Funny. It was pretty cool. You didn't have the door, they can open it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did it fold into?
I don't think it folded. I think it just kind of like opened. I don't
just
remember.
Opened.
Yeah.
Like regular door.
Yeah. Funny. It was fun, though.
We might have creased it. That's about it.
You have the antenna with bubble gum on it.
Yep. We had I think we made like a cardboard guitar. The top.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did that's with funny. The neck sticking out or
yeah,
something
it was
like
pretty
that.
Tight.
That's funny. Fucking Rufus. Thanks. Oh shit. All right, Matt. What's your next one?
I'll go a little newer, but not too new.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna go with a Nintendo 64 game, which was 1997 Star Fox 64.
Star Fox.
Jeez.
It was great. I played that shit on repeat all the time.
I only played that game a handful of times.
That game was short, though. There's only like 5 levels on. You can knock that game out in like half an hour.
Really? Jesus.
It goes super crazy. Quick.
That's crazy. I was never, like, I enjoyed it, but I was never, like, crazy about that game.
I was so excited because that was when that Rumble Pack first came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It
was
damn,
fucking brand
that.
New back then. So I was like, holy shit, what's this Rumble thing?
It's vibrating all over.
What's this Rumble?
It's like,
Rumble.
I'm picking that shit up.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's funny.
That
as hell.
Was fun. Love that game.
Oh shit! Yeah, Star Fox was cool. That was one of like the first like kind of 3D ish games, or at least as far as I could remember, it was like the first one to kind of use that type of like graphic. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But as far as I can remember, that was the first time I had ever seen that, where it was like that 3D like polygon type of graphics.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. On Super Nintendo, that was a big deal.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of, is the Super Nintendo one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever played the Nintendo 64 one then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need to.
Because I remember playing the Super Nintendo one now that you say that.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I remember the Super Nintendo one being a big deal.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Because everything else back then was just like side-scrollers.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, for sure. Yeah. That's crazy.
Star Fox.
Star Fox.
Do a barrel roll.
remember when Google did a barrel roll?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That's cute.
Fun times. That was cute, Google. That was like one of the first like Google like interactive things that they started doing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was neat.
And now they do it all the goddamn time.
Yeah, now it's like a new thing. It's like, oh, it's not even like cool anymore. It's just like, oh, that's the new thing.
Like what holiday is
one
this
about,
time?
Yeah, there was a fucking one about Komodo dragons the other day. That was awesome.
Is that the Valentine's one?
No, it was like within this week. It was like a week or two ago. It was like Komodo dragon facts. It like asked you questions.
Huh.
And then it gave you the answers. Like if you got it wrong, it told you like what was wrong about it and like what the true answer is and stuff. It was kind of neat.
That's cool.
I got 3 out of 4 right. So that was fun.
And when they,
I know my dragon.
Is it something? What are you guys talking about? Google.com?
Google.com, like on the main search page.
Like where it says Google above the search bar.
Yeah.
They'll do like
they
little animations.
Google doodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little doodle thing.
Oh, okay. And you like click them and it brings you something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes
yeah.
it'll be like a player
sometimes
button. Right
sometimes I click that at work and just like facts about like someone's fucking birthday like 300 years ago when they
died
or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like interactive where it's like you can play a game. Like there was like a Pac-Man one time or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was all a bunch of weird random shit.
Yeah.
But back to the list. All right. So I got, what is this? Number 6? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? No, 5. Number 5 overall pick. I need to throw a Zelda game in there.
Of course.
Because Zelda is probably like my favorite franchise ever. And if you would have asked me a week or two ago, it would have been Wind Waker or maybe Ocarina of Time. But now it's the new one, the Breath of the Wild, because it's really that good. Like, it's insane
how
enjoyable this game is. No, like, and that was the other thing. I was like, oh, I could do Wind Waker. I could do the original Legend of Zelda. I could do Ocarina of Time. Even Majora's Mask was good. They're endless. The one with the wolf, I forget the name of it now.
Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess was super good. So many good games. But Breath of the Wild is really, like, it takes the cake. It's that good.
Damn.
Like, I'm enjoying the hell out of playing it. And I the crazy thing is I've played it like a bunch of hours every day since I've had it. And I feel like I barely even started playing this game.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far are you into it? You're calling it the best.
Probably not as far as I should be. Because when I play games like that, I kind of just like to explore more than like do missions and do stuff like that. Like, I'll do some of them, but I like to kind of like immerse myself in it. Like, I like to just kind of like see like, oh, what's over there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do a lot of just like fucking around when I'm playing games like that. So probably not that far into it, but I've been playing, I don't know, I'm probably like 20 hours into playing or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's fun. I didn't expect that to be my favorite Zelda game, but right now it is.
Damn.
Hopefully it ends as good as its beginning.
Yeah, it's,
otherwise, I'll regret this.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's, especially with long-running franchises like this, it's always hard to beat an older one because you love them so much. Because
you're always comparing it. Yep.
Yeah, you're always comparing it, and nostalgia is a hell of a drug. And
It's always, seriously.
It's never as good as this one or whatever. There's always something.
I completely agree. And I feel like, it is kind of crazy. Like, I don't know if it's just like the Zelda, like they can still pull enough of that nostalgia in because it's still got, you know, like the Gorons and the Zoras and like, you know, shit like that. So like those key players kind of like pop in and out and that type of stuff. But they mix enough of that old stuff just to give you that little bit of taste of the old.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much new, exciting things that are happening that it feels like a brand new game. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like a rehash of like Ocarina of Time or anything.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it's totally like it's got elements of the older games, like for sure. But playing it doesn't feel like just like Ocarina of Time 2 or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it was with like Wind Waker at first. It's like, this is just kind of like a rehash of the other games because you're just going dungeon to dungeon for like the fire dungeon and the water dungeon. But it's like with Wind Waker, it was like a fresh breath there because it was that cool cel-shaded look.
Yep.
And you're on the boat the whole time. But then after that, I felt like Twilight Princess was kind of like that again. It's just like they keep rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat with Zelda.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of why this one is so good. Like, it kind of reminds me of Wind Waker in that way of that it's like it's a very new take on it, but it still is familiar. You know what I mean?
That's cool. It's a good mix.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Faux show. So I had to get one of those in there. And really, it could have been any of them, but I feel like right now, that one's my favorite as of recording right now.
That's Zelda High.
Yeah. So, Sean, now you have two back-to-back.
Ooh, are these my last two?
These are your last two.
Fucking hell.
Okay. So that's
fucking, fucking hell.
God damn it. I gotta go at least one old school NES game.
All right.
I'm gonna go RBI 3.
Ooh, solid pick.
Yeah. I had to. I feel like I gotta throw a sports game in there at least, especially on the old NES. Yeah. We played the hell out of that game growing up at our grandparents' house so much.
Yeah. We played that everywhere.
Yeah, and even out of the RBI games in general, I think that was the best because they each got like better and better.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that one, you could do more with the pitching.
The graphics were better. Fielding. There was actually like full player bodies.
Yeah. Yep. And they had actual players. I don't know if the other ones did.
That's true, but, too. Yeah, I think they did. But not as much. Yeah, that was neat. Like, these ones actually had like full rosters and you can pick your pitchers and shit like that, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, that was a cool game.
Yeah.
And it felt like you could do, like with that one, you could do different pitches. Like, not a whole lot, but you could kind of control the ball a little
and
bit more.
That, and each specific pitcher kind of had their own thing. Like, Dennis Eckersley, he threw a sidearm in the game. That shit was awesome.
Fucking Eckersley.
Yeah. They had, fucking like, little attributes like that, which is actually, like, that was, like, the first game where it was, like, starting to, like, oh, this is actually getting, like, real-life baseball, like, according to the players and shit.
Just yeah, it wasn't just like
squares with fucking hats on.
Yeah. Just a diamond.
Yeah.
The dot running.
But yeah.
And it had that cool view for like pitching and hitting.
Yes.
And then it switched view and it was like fielding, so that was kind of neat.
And if you slid, it did that like replay thing where like so you're like sliding in or something if you like slid.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
that was a fun game.
Yeah, that was good. And it had like the cool form of the game itself. It was like the black, like the super narrow. It didn't look like
it was
normal...
a Tengen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a Tengen game. So it was that was an unlicensed Nintendo game.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Tengen games are cool.
Yeah, but that's a great game. So I got another one here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go another classic N64 game. I'm gonna go San Francisco Rush.
Ooh,
right.
That's a little surprise for me. Not surprised,
yeah, dude.
Because remembering you played that a lot.
Yes,
but,
dude. We played.
I thought you would go with a different game.
Yeah, I have a couple other ones on here. I was gonna go, but that one's. I played that a shitload to like not have it on my list. At least for me to pick.
San Francisco Rush was
dude,
cool.
There, I remember we got to the point. There was like so many. We started finding out like key things, like secrets.
Yeah,
dude. You could like go like an alleyway, and then you go on like an invisible fucking road. And then you get like, and then you like cut everybody off. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Like you go through like buildings and it was like glitches where if you go,
you could fucking,
like if there was like a glitch on a building, I remember if you just like turn into the wall, you like go into the building.
And you basically be in first place.
Yeah. It's super weird. And then like they had the stunt shit. You could just like drive around and fucking blow your car up. And
that was my favorite part.
Jump and stuff
was like
that.
You could fucking jump Lombard Street and like all that crazy shit.
Yeah. It was super
which
fun.
Was cool.
Me and Joe played that game a shitload.
Yeah, you did. That game was a lot of fun. That might be one of my favorite racing games.
Yeah, see, I never really, besides that, I probably didn't play any other racing driving games that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, racing games are hit and miss, and they need kind of like that character to it, and San Francisco Rush definitely had that kind of character.
Mm-hmm. Not just fucking driving fast, turn left.
Yeah, like Crazy Taxi was kind of another one. Where
that was a good one.
A fun little like driving based game.
And the old
it was like different.
The old one, I'm not sure it's on your list, but it was like a Knight Rider game. What the hell was the name of that?
Fucking Rad Racer, man.
Rad Racer, yeah. Radmobile, yeah. Rad Racer, yeah.
That was Rad Racer.
Probably the only other driving game I played.
Yeah, Rad Racer's cool.
What was that one like that was always in the arcades and you actually sat inside like a cabinet? It was like a 3D dimensional looking one. I think you drove around a Ferrari.
Cruising USA.
Oh, it's the guy I work with, Matt, is all about that game. Is it Overdrive? No.
Is it old?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different like iterations of it too. Son of a bitch. He's gonna hate me for this because like he talks about it all the time. Shit. I don't know. But that game, I know exactly what game you're talking about.
There was
there's like
the
a whole series of them too.
Fucking never finish.
Yep.
The game was hard as fuck.
And the cool thing about it was like you could it was one of the first games where you can kind of choose different paths when you were driving.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nuts that you could kind of outrun.
No, not outrun. I think
it's not outrun.
Outrun's fun though. I love Outrun.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about. That's the one that's the one that he liked was Outrun. Because then there's like Super Outrun and there was like Outrun 2 and like all these other ones.
Was it just an arcade
that had a Ferrari
game,
in it
or was
too.
It like on a console too?
I think it came.
Outrun started as a arcade game and then it got ported.
Yeah, Outrun was more like a Sega Genesis Super Nintendo kind of game.
Yeah. Well, if it's not Outrun, I don't know what the hell you're talking about then.
Fuck yeah, I can't. I'll have to look it up later. I can't remember now. It's too hard to type and talk at the same time.
Yeah, I mainly picked that because just A, we played a shitload, and B, it was like the nostalgia factor of playing it and eating endless amounts of Otter Pops and drinking Little Hugs.
Fucking Otter Pops and Little Hugs. Was it a Ferrari F35, F355 challenge?
Jesus.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the only other Ferrari arcade game.
Moving on.
Moving on, Sean. What's
next?
Oh, no, that
was
last
my last one. Yeah, Matt's up.
No,
oh, you're
up.
Never mind.
Shit. All right. All right, I'm going to go with the game that's probably brought me the most pleasure in life playing it is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah.
Just because we spent a whole like summer, it felt like, trying to beat Mike Tyson. It was like me, Mark, I think Sean, you were there, Brian, oh, Jordan, yeah. Dave, Joe. There was a grip of us, and we would just continuously, I think Mark, Matt, you might even been in on that too.
I never played and, it, but I was there watching you guys.
Okay. All right. So it was just like, it was a continuous stream of just like trying to get through the game and beat Tyson. And we had a rule to where you couldn't use the cheat code. You can only use the code that the game gives you. So every time you wanted to fight Tyson, you had to get through what was it? Macho Man first.
Oh, Jesus. And, yeah.
So that was our stipulation. And after like, it felt like a goddamn whole summer. And some of us would get close, and I got close a couple times. And then finally I fucking knocked his ass out and I won. And it was probably one of the best days of my life.
I always remember you guys would take turns. Like someone was better at fighting one guy, and then once they beat him, they would hand the control off to the next one.
Well, like we did that sometimes. So it always started. Yeah. There was a couple people that just didn't even want to fight Tyson. They just wanted to play. So they would hand it off because they knew that they couldn't beat Tyson. But there was like, I think me, Mark, and Jordan were like the real serious ones about trying to beat Tyson. Yeah. So everyone else was just kind of there. I think Joe was kind of sort of serious too, but he wasn't there as much, I don't think. But so that was fun. That was a very proud day in the Mike Riley timeline.
Shocked that off the one of the best days ever.
Yeah, seriously. Because I mean, like growing up, I don't think I ever knew anyone that beat Mike Tyson, and I'd never seen him beat. And this was before YouTube. This was before, like, you know, the internet, really, maybe even.
It might have been the internet was around, phones,
but
really.
It was like, oh, yeah. I mean, well, I think, you know, the
right, right
old
at the
Nokia's
peak, right at the
around.
Time. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. But definitely before like peak internet, like YouTube was definitely not around. This was like early 2000s and shit. And so if you didn't know someone that beat him, you never saw what happened and you never actually beat him. So this was like, yeah.
It's either a myth or a rumor that someone actually
beat him. Yeah, exactly. So that was a fun time. But and it's just a classic game. It's just a fun game. Like there's a lot of, it's a cool, it's all about pattern memory and that's always something that I've enjoyed about video games is just like that it's not necessarily a puzzle but just like the pattern stuff and
knowing what to do when and where
a fun thing yeah just learning the keys and learning all that stuff. So Mike Tyson's Punch Out number 8. So Matt, number 9, last pick of the day. What do you got?
Fuck, I don't know, I got so many to choose from still.
Dude, yeah, me too.
There is surprisingly, I think only one game has been said that was on my list from you guys. No, two games.
Yeah,
you guys said one of mine. I wasn't technically called out, but it was mentioned for Wind Waker.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to say another Zelda game. So
yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with, this was a GameCube exclusive at the time, but now it's fucking everywhere. It's the Resident Evil remake. The game was so fucking scary when it came out on GameCube. Yep. So I loved the Resident Evil games on the original ones on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
With the fucking old tank controls and shit. I still think they're really good. Everyone bitches and complains about the controls and that, but that game is so fun.
Those were fun games.
Yeah. But man, when that made the jump to GameCube, at the time, that shit looked so fucking real and scary with the lightning strikes and the shots of light would come through the window and you see the shadows and everything. It was so good.
That was definitely like the first kind of scary-ish game, like where you would play it and actually kind of feel a little
out.
Like,
yeah.
Not necessarily like jump out of your seat or anything, but you're definitely like on edge playing it.
It's just creepy.
I couldn't play it like at night when it first came out. It's like, I'm playing during the day. I don't care.
Lights out.
It's too creepy for me.
That's hilarious.
But now I can just blow right through it. I'm a big boy now, so.
Yeah, well.
Stay up way past your bedtime.
Yeah. Can have cake for breakfast if I want.
Play it on.
Because I'm a grown-ass
man. Play it after the streetlights come on.
But that new Resident Evil 7, I was playing the demo of that on PlayStation 4. And that game was freaking me the fuck out. I didn't play that at night. I was too scared for that one.
That's so good.
It's all first person view, so fucking you turn around a corner and shit can be right in your face. Yep. Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to go around the corner.
That's funny. I've heard that game's actually really good.
Yeah. I want to pick that up soon.
Yeah.
once I finish Zero Dawn. Zero Dawn.
Zero
Dawn.
Zero Dawn.
Zero Dongs. All right, honorable mention time.
Yeah,
okay, shit.
Here
time.
We go.
Yeah, seriously.
It's gonna be a long.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Platform by platform. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Maybe we'll organize it.
Yeah.
All right. NES games. What do you guys got?
Let's see. I got RC Pro Am.
Okay. Good one.
Fuck, that game is super fun. I got Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ooh, I got that on mine.
See, I have Super Mario. I have Super Mario 2.
I never really played 1, 2 that much. Yeah, I feel like that was like the weirdest one.
Yeah, 2
is
weird.
It is weird. Yeah. And that's why I like it. Yeah. It's so goddamn weird.
Bizarre.
That game was
a lot
fun.
Harder, too.
Like, that game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really fucking so crazy. Like, there's no score. There's no anything. It's just like a batshit weird game.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing half the time.
Yeah. That's what's so neat about it. It's just like the digging and stuff like that. That was so fun. Like, it was just so different. Like, you're just digging around and, oh, man, it was so weird. But, and then it's all just a dream. But it's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fun game. What else I had? I had Tecmo Super Bowl for Nintendo.
Yep, I had that on mine.
For NES. Yep. That's a classic. Oh, yeah. Logged a lot of hours into that game.
Yeah.
We got any, Sean?
I got Battletoads.
Battletoads is classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Super Contra.
Yeah. Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, Contra. Yeah, I guess Contra and Super C. But either way.
No.
Yeah, Contra. Super C.
I think on the old... do you remember the old Ninja Turtle game?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one? The arcade one or the first one?
It was the arcade one, but it was like for the console.
Arcade one. That
fucking ruled.
Yeah, that one was great.
That game was so fucking fun.
Yeah, that game is fun.
So the NES one was fucking hard.
Yeah. That game was hard. I don't think I've ever gotten past like the second or third stage in that game.
No, me either.
There's the one where impossible. You're like driving around in the fucking Ninja Turtle mobile, like in the van. I've never gotten past that level with where you have the van.
Yeah, fuck that.
I always just fucking gave up. I'm like, fuck this game.
The arcade one was the one you can like, jump up levels. It was like different platforms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that one was cool. It was like a side scroll, just like beat 'em up.
Yeah,
kind of game.
Exactly. Yeah, but I think that's all I got for regular NES.
Yeah, I got Dr. Mario, which is another classic fucking puzzle game.
Yeah, that's good.
That I love playing. And then two more sports games. I got Blades of Steel.
Yeah.
Which is a really good, fun hockey game. And Super Spike Volleyball, which is goddamn amazing.
Fuck, I forgot about that game.
Dude, I was playing that game not too long ago. It's so much fun.
Also,
it's fun in the arcades.
So good.
I tried to look it up, but I couldn't figure it out. The game where you can like skate and surf, the skateboarding game. It was kind of looked like those.
Skate or Die, man.
No.
Oh, no, TNC.
TNC. God damn
TNC.
It.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to figure TNC, out the name. I couldn't remember the name of it. That game is fucking great. We played that a shitload, too.
Yeah, that was going to be the next one that I was going to say.
There you go.
That was the last NES game. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great game.
Yep. It had like some of the same like character like graphics. It was like almost the same guys, I feel like, in those two games. Kind of like squarey.
From what and what?
The TNC and the volleyball game.
Oh yeah, a little bit. The volleyball game had it was like Double Dragon. It was made by those people, like you could even be the Double Dragon guys in fucking
Jesus.
The volleyball game. So and then there was a lot of Nintendo games that did that, like recycle things. Like there was like the River City Ransom game that was awesome, and the soccer game. I forget the full name of it, but
ooh, that was a good one too. People. Damn, we played that one a lot too.
And then Dodgeball also used the same characters. Super Dodgeball was great. And you got any more NES games, Matt?
Fuck, yeah. Oh, I can just keep going. Yeah. I feel like a lot of NES games back then, you can only play the first couple levels, then you just give up because they're too fucking hard after that.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of those games, I just played them for the joy of like playing them just in general, like shooting shit or whatever the hell.
Yeah, definitely like, some of them have like a time limit where it's like a 20 or 30 minute limit and you're like, all right, I'm fucking done with this.
Like with Ghosts and Goblins, you play like the first two levels and you're like, fuck it, it's way too hard now. And like the Batman game was like that too. You can't only go so far.
Yep. Which one? Batman Returns?
No, like the first Batman one.
Oh, that one was weird. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember Batman like Returns was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know the Ninja Gaiden game was like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden was a good game. They were. The most of those games, all the sequels were pretty good too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Super Nintendo. What do we got, anybody?
I got
Sean. You said, did you say Sunset Riders?
No, fuck, I didn't. I did not.
Okay. For some reason, that was in my head, but that was a great game. We played that game a lot.
Yeah. Bury me with my money. Like such a good line.
Bury me with my
timeless
money.
Line.
It wasn't like exclusive to Super Nintendo, but it was still a great game.
Yeah. Another game that we played a lot also was Donkey Kong, like the
Donkey Kong Country.
That's the one. Fuck.
Yeah. I had that on my list.
I got Super Mario Kart. Great.
Super. That was good.
I feel like
was
I played that
the first
a lot.
One.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like it was good just because it was the first one. We did play that a lot.
Yeah.
And
then another NES game. I don't know if you remember the NHL Stanley Cup game.
I do remember that game. That was a fun game.
Awesome. God damn it.
Yeah.
So I was going to go Blades of Steel, but I was like, I figured A, you'd mention it, or B, just I was like, yeah, I'm sure that Blades of Steel is pretty common anyway. So
Blades of Steel was my 4 pick
if
anyone took my other ones, but that was going to bump into 3. But my 3 that I wanted were all there, so. Cool. I didn't have to resort to it. But Blades of Steel is great. 64 games. I only had GameCube and Ocarina at time. Do you guys have any other 64 ones?
I got Turok. Dinosaur Hunter was pretty fun.
Ooh, that was fun.
Fucking, there was a lot of good sport games on 64. I remember playing Major League Fucking Baseball with Ken Griffey Jr. a lot.
Oh, yeah.
When the fuck did Blitz come out? Was Blitz on 64?
Oh, shit. That was SNES, wasn't it? That was Super Nintendo.
No,
I think it was 64.
I think it was 64.
Okay.
Goddamn, Blitz is such a good game.
I forgot about that.
That's so good,
shit.
People.
Oh man,
well, that was wasn't that an arcade game too?
Yeah, they were.
I don't know if it was it arcade first.
Yeah. Or? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, first.
Ooh,
I don't know about that either.
They're definitely in arcades.
Yeah, I remember it from that.
Fucking WCW games were really good.
Dude, wrestling games of like Super Nintendo to 64 was like the heyday.
Oh yeah,
so satisfying.
Dude, the NWO WCW Revenge. Oh my god, that game was fucking great.
Game was good.
Also,
play the one on Sega a lot, the WWF Raw and
WWF
those
Superstars or whatever.
Those are good.
Those were good. Just getting that chair and just bashing on someone's head was so good.
Dude, the WrestleMania game.
WrestleMania.
The WrestleMania game on Super Nintendo was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, none of us have mentioned fucking NBA Jam. On Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought about that. Because you said sports games. I was like, oh, Jesus, NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not exclusive to Nintendo, but still a great game.
Do you remember also, I think it was on, it might have been N64, fucking BattleBots. Remember that game? You're like,
the baseball
game? Like robots, but you play baseball. You remember?
That was Base Wars.
Base Wars? Is that it? Okay.
And it was on Nintendo. It was on NES.
NES. No. It was on Super Nintendo, at least.
There was a, there was a good one on Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
That's
Super
the one.
Baseball 2020.
Okay, so that's the second one. There's one on the original one was Base Wars, and that was on NES.
Yeah, okay.
Where you could be like the tank guy, and it would like shoot the ball out of the thing. Yep.
You're like a robot on like a motorcycle wheel.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that shit was
Super
cool.
Baseball.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
That was good.
Yeah. What's the next one? GameCube. I only have one GameCube left that wasn't said, which is probably my favorite of the series, which is Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Just because it kind of changed the way that game was played with the whole two-player on one cart type of thing. Like,
yeah.
It was really a fun, like, new twist on that series. Yeah, so
the second person would shoot, like, the shells and stuff, right?
Yeah. So one person would drive and the other person would do all, like, the action stuff, which was really neat. So that was fun. Like I said, it kind of changed the way it was because for a while there that... Most Mario Kart games are very similar to one another, just with like different tracks and
little
updated graphics. But for the most part, Double Dash kind of definitely changed the way that game was played, which was fun. So that's the only GameCube one I got. You guys got any other GameCube ones?
You got Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker.
Yeah, I never played.
Oh yeah, Wind Waker.
And like,
Wind Waker was on GameCube. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Come on, Mike.
Get it together.
I thought you said Ocarina Time for some reason.
And, what else? Then Resident Evil 4 was really good.
Mm-hmm.
What else was on fucking GameCube? I never really played that Mario Sunshine one. Was that? Did you guys play that one?
That was pretty fun. That was pretty fun. It was a fun Mario game.
Yeah, remember that? Made a big deal when it came out.
One of the Mario Party game that was on that was pretty fun.
Oh yeah,
too.
That was a good game. I remember that.
Oh yeah, so those started up.
I forget which number it was.
Yeah, we used to play those all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But jumping up, my favorite Mario Party was number 8, which was on the Wii.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had that on here, which was, that was a fun game. We logged, we had many of Nintendo parties playing that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with
another.
I was going to say that WarioWare one too.
Yeah, that's going to be the next thing I was going to say. That was,
that one was
that
awesome.
Was the other Wii game that really liked, just because it was like, it was so fucking cutthroat and fast paced.
Yeah, like little 10-second games.
It was so much fun. Yeah.
So fun. Oh,
yeah, which is kind of why I'm excited about that 1-2 Switch game, because it seems like it's going to be kind of like that.
Yeah, it seems like it's in the same ballpark.
Yeah. So, those little, Wii was like the ultimate for like party games like that. Yeah. There was so many good games.
Just toss that little remote.
Yeah, the Raving Rabbit games were pretty fun for that system.
Yeah, those were good.
And the last game I had on my list is the new Super Mario Brothers that was out on the Wii. It was that red cartridge one.
Oh, yeah.
Red case one.
Went back to side-scrolling.
Yeah, it was like side-scroll, but like, you know, like newer graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was a fun game.
That was good.
But you guys got any other to throw on the list?
I got all mine.
I got good old Wii Sports was super fun, even though it came with the system.
Wii Sports was fun.
Dude, yeah, we played that a lot. That was good.
Yeah.
I think tennis was my favorite.
Bowling. I forgot about that.
Bowling and tennis were great.
Yeah, that was good times.
Yep.
I remember, we would actually get tennis elbow from playing fucking that tennis game. Fucking elbow would be sore as shit after playing that thing.
I can't come into work. Got a fucking mean case of Wii Sports elbow.
Fucking elbow's acting up, boss.
Nintendo, Nintendo tennis elbow. Dude, I remember waiting in line with you idiots over a fucking night.
Yeah, I remember that. We're at Target.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was a fun night.
That
though.
Was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I remember Joe just fucking running just fucking out like, woo! Because he was like one of the first ones in.
So dude, that was fun. We were like camping out. It was like me, Joe, you guys.
Mark and Dave were probably there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple people that like just popped in and out.
Yeah.
We, like, I'm sure Justin like showed up for a little bit and left.
Yeah. Bring us some food, hang out for a little bit. Oh, man. Yeah, that's about it. Nintendo's been great over the years, and I hope that the Switch kind of keeps doing the same type of stuff. And the controls are cool. I hope they utilize it and go in the right direction. I think that they're going to get some like third party support this go around, hopefully. So
yeah,
hopefully that'll be pretty good.
Yeah, the Wii U was kind of a dud.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the Wii U was like, it should have just been like, they should have just released that tablet for the Wii, like just as like a bonus peripheral or something.
Yeah, sure.
Rather than like make a whole new system. But
yeah, it was dumb.
Oh well. What are you gonna do?
Yep.
I was kind of hoping that Nintendo was gonna stop making consoles and then just put their games out on everything else.
Yeah, I feel like they could have easily done that too.
Yeah.
But who knows? But let's do a rundown of the list. So our favorite Nintendo games. Sean had first pick. He picked GoldenEye 007 GoldenEye game for Nintendo 64. Second pick, I had Tetris for the NES. Matt had third pick and fourth pick, and he picked Excitebike for NES and Star Fox for, what was it, 64?
64, yeah.
And then I had the next pick. So I picked the new Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for Nintendo Switch. And then Sean had picks the next two. He had RBI Baseball 3 for NES. And then San Francisco Rush for Nintendo 64. And then with the eighth overall pick, I had Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And then Matt had final pick, and he chose Resident Evil for GameCube. And that's a pretty solid
list. It's a good mix of like different types of games.
Yeah.
Like some sports, then some action.
It's not just all Mario.
RPG shit. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or Zelda, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. They're all Nintendo 64, NES, one GameCube game, and one Nintendo Switch game. So no Super Nintendo games cracked the list. No GameCube game cracked the list. But there was a lot of those on the
honorable mentions.
So.
Yeah. I was more of a Sega kid when Super Nintendo came out.
Oh, really?
So
we never had Sega.
We had Nintendo shit.
Yeah, we always had Nintendo.
I never really
shit.
Liked Sega. Like either, I don't know if it was like maybe like the graphics or like the controllers or something. I just wasn't into it.
Yeah, I was never crazy about the controller. Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty good. And that fucking Sega channel. Ooh wee.
Yeah, there was some really sweet like stuff cool on features. Sega. I'm not gonna take that back.
That shit was way ahead of the time.
Yeah, Sega Channel was nuts. remember Dave had fucking Sega Channel, and we used to go and just play Bomberman and like Mutant League fucking hockey Comic and Zone. Stuff.
Sonic. Played a lot of Sonic.
Sonic, yeah.
That was a good game.
Comic Zone was a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good list, guys.
I think that wraps it up for the week.
Wrapping it up. I think I'm going to go play Legend of Zelda now.
All this talk.
So I'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Catch you later, Jobin.